فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي دروس الله Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, Hazrat Zirar bin Azwar radiyallahu ta'ala an was a great warrior, a great fighter, a great companion, a great amir, a general that was appointed by Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala an to make sure that the Roman squadron that comprises of approximately 12,000 soldiers heading towards Dimashq were stopped at Baytul Wadi. This was the mission given to Hazrat Zirar radiyallahu ta'ala an. And Hazrat Zirar radiyallahu ta'ala an met the Romans in Baytul Lihya. The Mujahids altogether with Hazrat Zirar were only 500. The reason for that is also explained by Allama Waqidi. He says that it was not in the knowledge of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid of the exact number of Romans that were sent as reinforcements by Heraclius. He was thinking maybe they might only number up to 2,000, 3,000 or 4,000, and 500 Mujahids were enough to take on 3,000 to 4,000 of the Romans. But when he realized that they were as many as 12,000 and in front were only 500 and the Amir was Hazrat Zirar radiyallahu ta'ala an, he later on said to the generals that were there, if I had known that there were so many Romans, I would have stopped Hazrat Zirar radiyallahu ta'ala an. I would not have allowed him to go to meet the Romans. In Baytul Lihya, Hazrat Zirar radiyallahu ta'ala an was an Amir, and he said to the Mujahideen that there is no return. We have done bay'ah upon death, martyrdom operation. 500 of us, we are here to fight, and there is no going back, no turning back, no running back to Dimashq. No information was given to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala an. The Mu'arrikhin have mentioned that the fight deployed in Baytul Lihya was slightly different. Hazrat Zirar radiyallahu ta'ala an was a man of great experience, and he was blessed with the company of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala an, generally in the battlefield, his strategy was to take out the main person, the head of that group, the leader, the Roman general. He knew that once the head is out, the rest of the soldiers are very easy to defeat and they are not in that position to fight the Muslims. The ulama have mentioned that the kuffar fight because of the pressure that comes from the top. So when you have peer pressure adds to peer pressure, and peer pressure adds to blood pressure, and blood pressure resorts to suicide. And when you look at the Muslimin, they are not fighting for the sake of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. They are not fighting for the sake of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. And the Muslimin are fighting purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the difference. That is why when the magicians came in front of Musa alayhi salatu was salam, the first thing they said to Fir'aun, what is it in it for us if we defeat Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, what prize do we get? What award will we get? This is dunya, that they don't fight with khulus. There is something there of dunya to gain. In the case of the mujahid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the very beginning has explained in the Quran that the first thing you have to make sure is that your intention is right. You are fighting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an, when he saw that the total were as many as 12,000 and they were only 500, he thought the best strategy, the best plan would be to attack the main Roman general, to take him out, then hopefully it will be easy to fight the rest of them. And in doing so, Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an pushed himself forward. It was quite easy to spot the head, the Roman general. The ulama have mentioned usually how the Christians would fight, the Romans would fight, is that the main man would carry some form of a religious symbol. And in this case, when they met in Baytul Lihya, the Roman general was a strong, a very devoted, dedicated Christian. He was holding a cross that was encrusted in expensive jewelry. So Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala and from a distance could see that that is where the Roman general is. There was a lot of people guarding that general. It wasn't easy to get to him, but the only thing he could see from a distance was the cross. Say, well, crucifix banaya hua tha. It is shocking, aliyazu billah, when we look at the history of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. The Christians say that the first mu'jiza of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, the first miracle. What was the first miracle of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam? Not looking at the Islamic point of view, but what do the Christians say? Anybody here has any knowledge? The first mu'jiza of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam? Idris, brother Idris. They say that he turned water into wine. Al-Iyazu billah. The first mu'jiza of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was that he turned water into wine. Ab sharab ki nisbat nabi ke saath kya hai? What has alcohol got to do with Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam? And they say that is how corrupt the Bible is. And they say that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam turned water into wine. So this was again a Roman general, a strong, devoted Christian. Hazrat Zirar knew that it was difficult for him to get there. Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an took an aim at the cross with an arrow. And when he shot the arrow, it hit the cross with such force that the cross that Roman general was holding fell down. When it fell down, all the Romans got together to find and pick up that cross. In fact, the Roman general himself got down. This was an opportunity. A lot of the Muslims came to attack. Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala also went right into the front section to see what was happening, where the Roman general was. It is said that Hazrat Zirar noticed some of the Muslims in preventing the Christians picking up the cross. Some of the Muslims wanted to pick up the cross. Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala in fluent Arabic shouted to them, no, don't give respect, don't show veneration to the cross. It is not something that needs to be honored. Leave it there. The ulama have mentioned Hazrat Zirar pushed himself so far forward that he came very close to the Roman general. And when the Roman general saw Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an, he quickly turned away from him and started to run back. Some of the Romans said to him that you are such a brave soldier, a warrior, you have this position, how can you run away from this person? Hazrat Zirar was bare-chested, the top section, he was uncovered, did not wear anything. He looked at Hazrat Zirar and he said to the soldiers around him that this man you want to fight, he is not a human being, he is possessed by a devil. He is possessed by a devil. Like our Yusuf bhai, mashallah, when he went to the church and he said to some one person there that look, your salvation depends in believing in the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that person in front got very, very angry and said to Yusuf bhai that look at me in the eye. Yusuf bhai said, no, I can't do that. I can see the devil in your eye. Allah give jazai khair. MashaAllah. Yusuf bhai says, I can see the devil in the eye. So now the Romans general is actually seeing the devil in the eye of Hazrat Zirar. How are you to fight this man naked? Have you seen any man in the middle of the battlefield with no top on? Football ke andar to ye hota hai ki you take out your sweaty top and you give it to the person in front and then they wear that sweaty top and it's supposed to be something great. Subhanallah al-Azim. Talk about hygiene. Ji. Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala and looked at him and he said, this man is a devil. How do you expect me to fight him? And he ran away. Hazrat Zirar giving him no respite, no pause. He would not give anyone a chance. Remember, he was the shagird, the student of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala, capitalizing at every opportunity that came. Straight away, running and chasing him. It is said that when the Roman general got very tired and was about to surrender, subhanallah, this is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From a distance, a man whose name was Hamran, he shot an arrow straight at Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an, and it hit him on the right hand section, on the arm, on the right hand side. When the arrow hit Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Zirar fell off from his horse and came down. This man Hamran was the son of that Roman general. This man Hamran was the son of that Roman general. When Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an fell down, he was cut away from the rest of the Muslimin. They could not come as far as Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an, and everybody had surrounded Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an. Hamran came thinking that now I will finish him off, not realizing that the left hand of Hazrat Zirar was fully functional. Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an had a spear in the left hand. When Hamran came and when he turned Hazrat Zirar on one side to finish him off, Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an with his spear, with great force, thrusted that spear straight into his chest, into the heart. This is the Roman general's son. He collapsed there. When he collapsed, Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an wanted to withdraw the spear to take it out, and in doing so, the front one part of the spear snapped and it remained into the body of Hamran, and one part of it came out. And Hamran died on the spot. The father was not in the battlefield, he ran away. The Roman soldiers that were there, they surrounded Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an, and they took him as a prisoner. The Muslims tried a lot. Hazrat Rafi radiallahu ta'ala an became the second in charge and launched several attacks to rescue Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an, but no way to be found Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an. Going back now to this great lady, Hazrat Khawla bint Azwar radiallahu ta'ala anha, the sister of Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an, she came all covered, if you remember in the last session I spoke, when Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an stopped her, she did not listen to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. Eventually when she stopped, she said that I was in the tribe of Matij, and someone came to me and said, O Khawla, have you heard information that your brother has been taken as a prisoner by the Romans? It is at that point, O Amirul Mu'mineen, as in Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, I decided to come to fight with the Muslim men to rescue my brother Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an. When she was speaking to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid for the very first time, subhanallah, the mu'arrikheen have mentioned that tears were flowing out from the eyes of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, looking at that love she had for the brother, and also the love of jihad. This is not something that is uncommon. When you look at Islamic history, women have played a great role, a very important role. In many of the revolutions, when you look at Islamic history, it's packed with what women have done and contributed. One lady by the name of Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was the auntie of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the sister of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anha. In the battle of the trench, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had gathered all the women in one fortress that was there and said to all the women that don't come out from this fortress, stay inside, and gave the responsibility to Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit. Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit. Now Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit was a soft natured person, very calm, soft hearted, Sufi kisam ke aadmi. He was a poet, Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit, the poet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he was there, and Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha was someone very strong in her character, very strong also. She fought in many of the jihads. It is said that the Jews wanted information whether the Muslim women were protected in the fortress by men guarding them. So they sent one spy in the fort to see who was there with the women. If there were no men, then this was the best opportunity. This is what the Jews are good at. So they sent one spy, a Jew, to see who was in the fort with the women. It is said that Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha was the first one to notice that someone there, a non-Muslim who was not a Sahabi, came close to the fortress, and she looked down, she noticed that it was a Jew who was spying at the Muslim women. So she ran quickly to Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit and she said to Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit, look, this is your opportunity. Go out there and get rid of this person. Now Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit, which are very Sufi, someone very soft. And again he looked at Hazrat Safiya and says, you want me to kill that person who is outside? So Hazrat Safiya says, yes, who are you waiting for? So Hazrat Hassan was very slowly in his action, standing up and saying, where are the weapons? How are we going to fight? There could be many other Jews there. Hazrat Safiya says, okay Hassan, you sit here. Now there were no weapons. Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, what she did is she took out the pin, that large pin of the tent. She took that pin of the tent out and slowly she came out when she saw the Jew spy coming close. She actually hit the Yahudi with that pin made out of metal and he fell unconscious. And she started hitting him until he died. She went inside and she said to Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit, look, I have done your job. All you have to do now is to go to that dead body and cut off his head. Cut off his head and throw his head out from the wall. So if there are any more Jews who want to come in, this will just deter them and warn them that be careful, there are many Muslims here. Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit again, soft-hearted, a man who could not see blood. So he said to Hazrat Safiya that, you know, I have never done this before. I mean, it's not easy, my respected brothers. Kisi ka gala kaatna. How many brothers here have done zabah of a goat animal? Anybody here? I don't know, I'm sure you have. Musa bhai, did you take out the whole head or?
Camel.
Right, camel. MashaAllah. So you have some people. But it's not quite easy to do zabah. Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said to Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit, now okay, I want you to stay. She went And again she cut off the head, cutting off the head with that pin, which was very, very sharp. She cut off the head, there was a wall, and she threw the head, and all the Jews scattered and ran away. And they said, it looks like an entire Muslim army is inside the fortress protecting the Muslim women. These were Muslim women. Subhanallah. Nowadays, what is the condition of Muslim women? 3 and 4 children, they say, oh, we have back pain. What do they say? After 3 and 4 children, what do they say? We have back pain. How do you know what it is to give birth to a child? The men folks. What do you know? You don't know nothing. 3 and 4 children, they say, Subhanallah. Look at the women of Shishan, Chechnya. Huh? Subhanallah. They gave their life to protect their country, Chechnya, an independent state. Look at the history. Subhanallah. Hazrat Umme Hakim radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was the wife of Ikrimah bin Abi Jahl. Ikrimah bin Abi Jahl, the son of Abu Jahl. They did not embrace Islam because Hazrat Umme Hakim was scared of the father-in-law, who was Abu Jahl, the main enemy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Makkah al-Mukarramah fell in the hands of the Muslims, Ikrimah bin Abi Jahl ran off to Yemen. The wife stayed over. She loved the husband. She came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she said, oh, Ya Muhammad bin Abdullah, she was not a Muslima then, I want you to give amnesty to my husband who is in Yemen, to pardon him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatul lil alameen, full of mercy, said that invite your husband from Yemen to come back and safety will be given to him. I won't do anything to him. She wrote a letter. Eventually Ikrimah radiyallahu ta'ala and came to Madinatul Munawwara. Later on, both husband and wife embraced Islam. Ikrimah is the son of Abu Jahl. Ikrimah and Umme Hakim fought during the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, in the conquest of Syria, the campaign of Syria which we are touching on now. Ikrimah radiyallahu ta'ala an was made shaheed in Syria. Hazrat Umme Hakim stayed over in Syria and participated in jihad. I take the name of Hazrat Umme Hakim. Why? We just touched on one battlefield which was titled as Ma'rajul Safar. You remember where Hazrat Khalid bin Walid fought with Khulus and Azazir. That area was known as Ma'rajul Safar. The companions had arranged Hazrat Umme Hakim to marry one companion whose name was Khalid bin Sa'id radiyallahu ta'ala an, and the nikah took place in Ma'rajul Safar. Nikah took place in the battlefield, in Ma'rajul Safar. The nikah took place, the nikah was performed, and the tent was pitched up. Hazrat Umme Hakim got married to Hazrat Khalid bin Sa'id radiyallahu ta'ala an, and the first night was spent in that battlefield, Ma'rajul Safar. The Muslims were fighting with the Romans. The next day, Hazrat Khalid wanted to arrange a walima. When he was preparing for the walima, the Romans attacked the Muslims, and this was a surprise attack. And in that attack, it is said that Hazrat Khalid bin Sa'id was made shaheed. Subhanallah. When the husband was made shaheed, Ikrimah was made shaheed in Syria. The second husband also made shaheed in Syria. Hazrat Umme Hakim, what did she do? She did not do wawela, crying over the matter. Instead, it is said, and the books of history record, that in one day she killed with her bare hands 7 Romans. 7 Romans. Subhanallah, what a lady. The nikah took place in a battlefield. The husband passed away in a battlefield. Walima was about to take place in the battlefield. The next day she kills 7 Romans. Subhanallah. These were the women, the spirits that they had, the jazbah that they had. Nevertheless, looking for Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an, respected brothers. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid gave instructions to the people. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid came with approximately 4,000 to 5,000 soldiers to aid Hazrat Rafi' radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Amr ibn Tufail radiallahu ta'ala an says that in the battlefield, this was something not usually undertaken by Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. This time he was in the front row. I was on the right hand side. Hazrat Amr says, I was on the right hand side. And he said to Hazrat Khawla that you stay in the front. And the attack started. Hazrat Khawla radiallahu ta'ala an was the first mujahid to attack the Romans. Hazrat Khalid behind, Hazrat Amr ibn Tufail on the right hand side. Hazrat Amr says that this lady was unstoppable. It was like a gigantic hawk attacking a tiny sparrow. When she went forward, the Romans would just push back. She actually just ripped through the defense of the Romans. When she broke the defense, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, again with his vast experience, came and he attacked. And when the Muslims attacked with Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, all of the Romans were scattered. This allowed the Muslims to penetrate deep into the Roman section to find where Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an was. Hazrat Khawla's condition was such that when she went deep into the Roman section, she was shouting out the name of Hazrat Zirar, reading out poetry, "Oh my brother, do you see me? I have come for your rescue and I am there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you." The poetry is long in the Arabic language, mashallah. It is written and narrated by Allama Waqidi rahmatullah alayh. Muslims fought, alhamdulillah. Victory was given to the Muslims just for that first day, as was the system at that time. When the sun was about to set, both the armies would go back to their own camps and fight the next day. This was the tartib. This is how they fought. Alhamdulillah, the first day of fighting with the Romans suffered a heavy death toll. A lot of them died, but still no sign of Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Khawla bint Azwar thought that he has been made shaheed by the Romans. So she was sitting on one side weeping and crying. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid saw her. It is said that looking at the face of Hazrat Khawla, Hazrat Khalid wanted to attack them in the night. But this was not the method. And some of the Roman Muslim generals said to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, it is better to attack them in the morning. Straight after Fajr, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid again wanted to launch another massive attack to find and rescue Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an. As the Muslims were turning to their positions, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid noticed that one section of the Roman army broke off from their flank and they were coming with their arms towards Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid very quickly said to the Muslims, "Take your positions, you have your enemies coming close by." When they came close to the Muslim army, all of them threw their weapons down. They came pleading to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid and they were saying that, "We want to surrender to you, O Amir of the Muslims." Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said to the Muslims, "No one is to touch them." They came close to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an and they said, "We are convinced that in Syria there is no force that can defeat the Muslims. We break off from the Romans. We are people of hymns. We come to you that you guarantee us protection and that our families are protected. We will not fight against you. And whatever are your conditions, we are prepared to abide by your conditions." Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said, "This is in the middle of the battlefield. I will not set any conditions right now. You go at the back and station yourself there." As they were going back, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid went to them and said to them, "Have you seen our warrior? We want information of the great Mujahid." And the people of the Hims said that, Are you referring to that man who was bare-chested, who killed the general's son, Hamran? And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said, yes, he is Dhirar, radiallahu ta'ala. They gave the good news to the Muslims. They said that Hazrat Dhirar is alive. The Roman general gave instructions that 100 men are to be with Hazrat Dhirar. He was tied by the hands and the feet, put on a mule, and he is taken towards the direction of Hims. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an very, very quickly called Hazrat Khawla and gave her the good news that Hazrat Dhirar is still alive and he is now going towards Hims with Roman soldiers, 100 soldiers. Hazrat Rafi' radiallahu ta'ala an was appointed, and Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said to him, you are the best tracker. You are the best tracker. It is due to your vast experience that Muslim crossed the dangerous plains of the Samawa mountains and they came into Syria. He knew Syria well. Hazrat Rafi radiallahu ta'ala an was given instructions by Hazrat Khalid bin Walid to take the shortest route and to intercept that regiment of 100 soldiers where Hazrat Dhirar radiallahu ta'ala an was kept as a prisoner. Very, very quickly, my respected brothers, Hazrat Rafi radiallahu ta'ala an took the shortest route and he got to the Salamiyah Road. That Salamiyah Road is also an open area. When he got to that route towards Hims, he looked at the path. He selected approximately 100 mujahids to fight the 100 Roman soldiers. It is said that from the 100, he did not select Hazrat Khawla. He only selected the men soldiers. Hazrat Khawla went to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid and said that my brother is there. I wish to be one from amongst the 100. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid gave her permission. She was the only woman in that 100 mujahid, in that group of 100. When Hazrat Rafi radiallahu ta'ala an got there, he noticed that there were no hoof prints. And he said, this is good news. That means that the Romans haven't reached here. And we will wait for them and prepare an ambush and attack them in that manner. In the open area, one of the great signs of finding out whether your enemies are close by or not, you would look for the dust cloud from a distance. And when you could see dust cloud appearing in the horizon, information was given to the Amir that prepare yourself, get into your positions, now the enemies are coming. So Hazrat Rafi radiallahu ta'ala and got all his men into position, waiting for the Romans to come. They saw the dust cloud. Hazrat Rafi said to them, get to your positions. And as they came the front section, Hazrat Rafi radiallahu ta'ala and gave instructions. It is said that the first mujahid to come out to attack was the sister Hazrat Khawla radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Humaid bin Salim radiallahu ta'ala an, one companion, he says that I was one from the 100. I was part of that ambush group of 100. He says that we saw the karamat of the mujahideen with our eyes, that even the horses were neighing, and it is as if though the horses were crying out the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Yes.
All of them attacked the Romans. The Muslims came out in a unified manner and attacked the 100 Roman soldiers, all saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. They were caught by surprise. And it is said that the Muslims killed every single one of them. Straight away Hazrat Dhirar radiallahu ta'ala an was spotted. He was on the mule with the hands and the legs tied. Hazrat Khawla radiallahu ta'ala an came to the brother, untied the hands and the feet. And subhanallah, what a scene it must be. The brother and the sister embracing each other. Hazrat Rafi radiallahu ta'ala an was very happy. Hazrat Dhirar only received injury on the right hand. They quickly got hold of Hazrat Dhirar radiallahu ta'ala an and took him It is said that Hazrat Dafir radiallahu ta'ala an was collecting all the spoils of war. On one side, Allah gave victory to Hazrat Rafi, Hazrat Zirar was rescued. On the other section, subhanallah, in Baytul Lihya, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid was launching one attack after another, one attack after another, unceasingly attacking the Romans. It is said that Allah also gave victory to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala. Victory on one side to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, victory on one side to Hazrat Rafi radiallahu ta'ala. And both the Amir, Hazrat Rafi, Hazrat Zirar, and Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala met at Baytul Wadi. This is where they met, and subhanallah, majority of the Romans were all killed. Now they return back towards Dimashq, insha'Allah ta'ala. If Allah wills, we will continue with that in the next session. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min rizaka wal jannah wa na'udhu bika min ghadabika wal nar wa na'udhu bika min ghadabika wal nar. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.